Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So to give us an update and an envisioned plan of action, we're joined by Executive Mayor Ngabapanga this morning. Mr. Mayor, sir, thank you for taking the time.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. So since our last chat, you formed a coalition and have an active mayoral committee at the moment. Now, given the nature of previous coalitions, how are you finding this partnership right now?
Coalition is going to the future of South Africa. It's not easy to manage coalitions, and we must just accept that. It's difficult relations. But I must say, look, so far we have a stronger coalition because we have, I think, 54 partners right now, 54 now council members, in which I'm trying to keep them in that particular way to make sure that we reach elections. It's about being humble in yourself and focusing on the ball and being transparent in the things you do and also providing leadership, because it's also about decisive leadership. Because if there's no decisive leadership, things collapse. We've seen it in the city when people could not take decisions about decision-making. And I agree with me that we need to take strong decisions in order for us to move forward.
Mr. Mayor, obviously taking over the administration just recently, over a month, it has been difficult, some challenges. There has been a backlog in streetlight repairs, potholes and the like. What has been the biggest challenge since you have taken office with regards to repairs and the like?
I think the biggest thing we have as a problem here in the city is waste management. Our city is dirty. What shocked me, you know, when I made an oversight last week, was the state of our municipal facilities, our walls, our libraries, you know, our cables and our street lights have been vandalized, our traffic lights, everything. And I'm shocked to understand. Last week, immediately I called the mayoral committee, the one I'm preparing to attend to, only to discuss the vandalism in our municipal properties. It's not acceptable. One, somebody should take responsibility. It starts with the departments who are supposed to look after these things. When a window is broken, when a door is broken, it's all supposed to be fixed. It did not happen. But the time around cable tech in our city is big, we'll be responding to that. And it's something that we must control now, or we won't have facilities. Our libraries, our beachfront is being destroyed. That's everything. I couldn't believe that there were people who are wearing ties and suit going to office every day, who let this city to collapse like that. That's not acceptable. Today it's a D-Day for them to account in the mayoral committee and for us to take action in protecting our facilities. This is money of the residents that they pay monthly to make sure that this city looks better. But today, I can confirm that this city looks better. Our society, our facilities are broken down. We're going to fix them.
Okay, so prior to you being appointed as the executive mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, there was a massive concern with streetlights, water, and more particularly potholes in Nelson Mandela Bay. In fact, some community members had created a Facebook account, Potholes of Nelson Mandela Bay, where people had reported potholes. What is the plan going forward to repairing these potholes in Nelson Mandela Bay, and what is the time frame?
I must say that we have fixed a number of potholes, not less than 200 potholes that were fixed just recently, if I'm correct. We have dealt with the issue of water leaks also, and I think close to 2,000 something water leaks that we have fixed in this short space of time. And our reaction now is even better because we have a better communication with the people and we are accessible. And what I want to do today, after the mayoral committee of the meeting with service department, the health department, the engineering department, including the water department and the electricity, because those departments have to deliver services, the roads and the transport, we have to fix potholes. What I'm planning to do is to redirect money to these key services, the basic services, to make sure that we are able to put up funds to fix potholes as ASB, to make sure that we manage water leaks and close water leaks as ASB, because we're losing a lot of water. And I can confirm with you that last weekend, we have arrested a truck that was stealing our water in the canal that was servicing Dispatch and Utent. And I'm telling the police, our councillor in Dispatch, and also our municipal official for acting promptly. And we are going to punish that company that was doing that. I will announce it very soon what we're going to do in relation to those things. Therefore, there will be money to variants and deviations that I'm going to put to make sure that we put up street lights. You might have seen that there's an improvement in main roads now, because I've started with main roads to make sure that there are street lights out there. Leadership is about giving guidance. Sometimes little resources are there, they might be limited. But if there are leaders who are able to drive an institution, things happen. Streetlights have been put in the city throughout, in Motherwell, fixing traffic lights. But these things were there, but there was an absence of leadership. What I'm happy with my team is that they are on the ball, they are responding to queries, and they are fixing the things, because we have to build visible things that people can see. That's why I'm on the streets, working with our municipal workers to fix the city. I can assure you, after this meeting, I'll be able to explain clear to the city, because we're talking about the money we have, redirecting it. We're talking about contracts. Look at a grass cutting in our areas, bush cutting. There were no contracts for that. I'm going to them to ask them why there's no contract, where is it standing, how do we fix it, and give them templates. And if they can't change things with speed, there must be punishment for not being the consequence management. People must take responsibility. So if you cannot do their job, we have to take serious action against them. Because the people who get to suffer are the people who are paying rates and services.
Mr. Mayor, while you certainly have your work cut out for you, your feedback does sound reassuring. As residents, we're looking forward to seeing real improvement across the board, and we look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.